The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 8th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you are searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, or optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, well, then Vital Health Radio is your home base. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the superstar PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well.
Good. Fantastic. We got it. I just want to say this real quick. This is the most guest-packed show we have ever had. I've been hosting this with you for almost 2 years now. Yep. Three guests today.
I've been doing this 6 years. I've never had three guests. And do you know why we had three guests?
Well, I do, but I wasn't going to say that.
I'm going to go ahead and indict myself because I have a bad habit occasionally at the store when I do consultations of double booking, but I actually triple booked today.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Well, hey, we're going to work it out, though.
Yeah, we're going to work it out. It'll all work out. Yeah, it'll be good stuff. We got good guests.
Great stuff. I am going to eat at Malone's next week, so I will give you a restaurant update on the new fancy restaurant at the Hamilton Place Mall called Malone's. Menu is spectacular.
I'm looking forward to going there.
Yes. And I will let you know, I'll do my normal meat, but they have vegetables that I love. I think they have the broccoli. They have, you know, the right foods for me. Again, kind of a carnivore-based diet, which I believe in. High protein, lots of healthy fats, and lower carbs, especially Monday through Friday. And then I get a little bit more carbs on weekends. That's what's maintained this amazing body and physique that I have.
Wow.
The veins are popping. We're going to talk about veins today.
No, we're talking about arteries, yeah.
Well, I'm going to show her my veins, Clint. I want to show this woman my veins. I love showing women my veins. So it's going to happen. I don't care. So shut up. You don't have any veins. That's why you're embarrassed by it.
You're right. Yep. That's exactly it.
Yep. All right.
Well, let's go on record. I'm not the one saying it. Absolutely. I'm going to keep my job, though. my job I get paid free for.
Yeah.
I do for volunteer.
Hey, Health Fair, October 26th. Put that on your calendar. Biggest event in Chattanooga. I'm not just saying it. For learning, experiencing, getting free samples, having a fun time. It is truly one of a kind in this part of the country.
Yes, it's huge.
I did post on Instagram and Facebook a little bit. I don't ever say on Facebook or social media that my birthday's coming up, but it did. It came up last week, and I was 67, and I did
happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. 20 chin-ups I did, all the way with the chin above the bar. I didn't want anybody to say I was cheating, and that last two really took it all out of me, and I was freaking sore for the next few days.
Wow.
I heard you had a wrestling match with your son. You got a little thing on your face.
He's a monster.
But you still beat him.
Yeah, two things on that. First, I think he gives a little bit. I don't want to hurt the old man. You know, a little bit. I don't want to beat him. And the second thing is, when we fell to the ground, he was trapped inside a doorway, which helped me. I used the doorway as I was imposing my will.
Ah.
So, yeah, in a real fight, maybe it would have been a little closer, but I was still able to get the upper hand on this one.
I love it. Yeah. Upper hand. Experience counts.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Amber, who we have interviewed here, she's great coach on gut issues, but she also is fantastic at putting together ebooks. Look at my new ebook here, Clint. This is on sleep.
I would love to somebody help me put an ebook together. I built one years ago before they did stuff like this.
Yeah.
I would actually pay her to help me with this.
Well, what we have is a nutrition. If you Google nutritionw.com with the word sleep ebook, you can read my about 20-page book on how did I learn to manage my insomnia. But we just got the printed copies today.
Oh, this is nice.
And I want you to look at the QR codes in the back. I have talked about hormones. Well, guess what the QR code does? Takes you to Josh's interview at Optimize You. We talked about other nutrients with QR codes. If you want to see and be educated, you can further educate. Just a stellar, stellar job. And then on the back, it just talks all about my history.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. Well done, Amber. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So well done. Yeah. Interesting study. We only have a little bit of time on this intro, but according to a study, this is cool. And this was a very well done study. Having daughters increases the life expectancy for fathers. It says the number of daughters was positively related to a longer lifespan of their fathers, increased their longevity on an average of 74 weeks per daughter born, while the number of sons did not significantly affect paternal longevity.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? You have one daughter and I do too.
Yeah, but I think I wonder if the opposite is true. If a woman has a son, they get extra lifespan opposed to a daughter because boys are more like, you know what I'm saying?
That'd Maybe they didn't do that study.
That's right. That'd be cool though.
I know that about 8 months, a year ago, I kind of let Sean have it in here. Remember that about the Yankee candle?
Oh,
he had
yeah.
a Yankee candle.
Yeah, yeah,
well, yeah. I don't want it for the workers, but look here, headlines. Yankee candles to lay off 100 operations workers.
Ooh.
And it says, due to the poisoning of Americans.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Does not.
Said,
well,
does
that
it.
Was an ad lib.
I know, it
That
doesn't.
Was uncalled for because Christmas season, holiday season's coming up. Look, I'm a month away from pumpkin spice and apple cider put candles all in my house.
Okay, then come to Nutrition World and buy those that do not put out these terrible...
Do they smell good?
Endocrine disrupting, that make you have boobies if you're a man, mm-hmm. and they make you have health problems across the board if you're a man or a woman.
Do you have apple spice and pumpkin spice?
We will probably have that.
Okay, well, if you have that, great. If I just have sadness, if you have the smell of sadness and joyless life candles...
That,
who
right
wants to
alley.
Who wants to live longer if I have no happiness? That's not worth. You're going to have a long life of boring. No, thank you.
Thank you. Some people sign on for that.
Yeah, I know. Not me. Not me, buddy.
Okay, that's at least today.
Yeah, I'm going out with Yankee candles, man. That was my downfall. But some people died in war. Clint died from Yankee candles. What a weak man I am.
Yeah. Hey, we are going to have even more candles this year at the health fair and at Christmas time. And I'll tell you, Dr. Lasar's wife, Tracy, she is going to be making candles and tallow. You know
she
what
gave
tallow
me a little
is.
Thing of tallow to take home with
I'm
me.
I'm telling you, yeah. I have tried probably four brands of tallow at Nutrition World. They're all good. I mean, they do what they say. Nothing has equaled what hers did.
Tell everybody what tallow is, though.
It is beef fat that is probably the most pristine and perfect type of fat to moisturize our skin, protect our skin, and even to eat, not in her form, but it is a very healthy fat. In moderation, you wouldn't want to live too much on it, but it smells and spreads so deliciously, you do want to eat it.
Wow.
It's not thick and gooky like most of the tallows.
Yeah, I've got it at the house.
We
yeah.
hope to be carrying that before too long.
That's awesome.
Yep, yep.
That's good stuff.
Well, we have a big show lined up, and we got a lot of good information.
You got another minute, real quick. Have you eaten in any new restaurants this week?
Not this week.
Okay, I didn't know.
Not.
Okay,
no.
I didn't know. All right.
No, no. But I do want to say one thing about
Please.
American women. About did you know that, I'm not surprised at this, 25% of American women are on antidepressants. 40% of 18-year-olds have a mental health diagnosis. The United States has the highest infant mortality rate in the entire world. And the rate of autism now is 1 in 36. So I know those are joyful numbers, not.
No.
But it does show you the need for a change in this country's FDA, CDC, training of medical schools. We are going the wrong direction regardless of how much we spend.
Real quick, I want to say this. 100% of that 25% of the women that are on antidepressants, men are the root cause of that
of
issue.
Of course
for
they
them.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, just telling everybody that. That's an unscientific study.
I'm so glad you threw that out here.
What happens when you go to Waffle House for school, boys and girls?
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be interviewing such cool young lady named Rocky.
Yes.
And she's got a wonderful health story. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my great partner, Clint Powell. And, you know, Nutrition World is full of great stories. And all of this, of course, in my life, often it revolves around how do people really kind of embrace this new idea in some people's lives, new idea of lifestyle, nutrition, and foods and things might actually make us healthy. It's easy to read the headlines and not and still go on and live your old life thinking the doc's going to fix you at every turn of your aging body. Well, that's not really true. They might patch you, but they're not going to heal you. Well, several years ago, maybe 3 or 4, there was a young lady who would come in and she would talk incessantly in the pet department to my staff. Uh-huh. I mean, her and Stacy were like, it would be like, I could hear her over there. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think? And Katie and I'd be like, well, Stacy's going to be there a while because Rocky's over there talking to Stacy. Well, guess what? The beautiful universe allowed us to hire Rocky. And she's been with us for some time now. And since that, she has embraced, from my visual observation, embraced not only her own health, but her husband's health. It's rippled because she has learned so much about human health, even though she was already into the health thing for dogs and the fact that most pet food is poisoning our dogs. But we have Rocky here today on Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Rocky.
Hi, thank you.
Scoot on up a little bit to that mic, and let me ask you a quick question real quick before Ed goes down the rabbit hole. you're hot, right? You hot natured.
I am.
Hot natured.
Yeah. I am.
And you're hot natured. You're hot right now for a reason.
Yes.
You're hot for two people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
May I ask how far along you are?
I am 31 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're at that point where you're and since it's lost you, the joy. I'm just ready now.
Since
okay.
you took that question already, we're going to go ahead and enter one little interjection here.
Oh, sorry.
Because you perfectly set it up. I was going to do it a little later, but y'all were trying to get pregnant and you couldn't, right?
We were trying to conceive for like about almost a year. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't working out. So we put that on pause because I was getting frustrated. Right. And I told my husband, Michael, to come, you know, get his blood work done. And he actually sat down with Ed and we found out that his free testosterone was low. So,
and he came to Nutrition World like we do every Tuesday, Thursday, last Friday of the month and does the blood work.
Okay. Exactly. Right. Okay. And he started taking this product called Long Jack. And 2 months later, I got pregnant.
Really?
We were not trying, but it just happened. And I think that that's just
wow.
Wild.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
So, I know.
Is it a boy or girl? Or do you
a
know?
Girl. A girl.
You already got a name?
Stevie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And we're not breaking news here. Like no. family members aren't going to go.
Yeah.
First. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to have you and Stevie here.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Happy
I love
to be
that.
Here.
I love that. And I have seen you evolve from all of our staff meetings, trainings, being around a great staff of 37 people at Nutrition World who many of them are experts in certain fields of health. You've just been a sponge because one is you've got a young brain, you're active, you really want to learn. So tell me, and I know I've talked to your husband about three times, and I was so impressed how he followed my advice. Not that I need people to, but a lot of people, it's just hard for them to execute plans. From hearing what you told me about him, I think he started on day one after I spoke to him about his blood work, and I said, you know what, your blood work's, you got some things that we can make optimal instead of average, and that's where I try to impress on people. Average blood work gives you average life and average diseases. We want optimal. Hey, I just thought of that. We need to make a bumper sticker.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to play it back because I just already forgot what I just said. But I love the fact that I said, hey, you got to listen to Dr. Peter Attia's book, Outlive. Well, how long was it? 2 days later, I think you came in and said, he's listening.
Oh, gosh. No, he ordered the book. He was reading it. Then then he started. He's like, oh, wait, you shouldn't eat that. Like, that's high in oxalates.
Thanks, Ed.
All this
now
stuff.
Now I can't eat it. Yeah. Way to go, Ed.
yeah.
So do you have questions about her journey real quick? I was just going to ask. So you were coming into Nutrition World. Have you always, because I know you from Nutrition World, but I don't know you that well beyond it. Have you always been on a health journey, the holistic approach?
No.
When did that light bulb kind of go off?
So that, honestly, what Ed touched on in the beginning, I was a customer in the pet department.
Okay.
And my senior dog, he's 11 years old now, but he was really just not doing well. He was losing a lot of weight. He started declining rapidly. And I went and talked to Stacy's ear off, and I got all the things she recommended, switched him to real raw food, incorporated herbal supplements, and I started to see my dog's health.
Really?
He did a complete 180. He's still doing amazing. And then that got me thinking, like, he's doing so well. And I switched my dog to these natural supplements. So I started, you know, asking questions. And like Ed said, the staff in Nutrition World, everyone is just a wealth of information. You're constantly learning. So one thing that I never really knew was protein intake. I always thought that protein shakes were just for bodybuilders. And, you know, I never worried about like the amount of grams of protein that I consumed. So
now you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your husband, you just told me an amazing story of your husband 10 minutes ago. And you're right. That most women think that I don't want to get bulky and muscular. Well, that's the last concern they have. That's just not going to happen by protein. And secondly, they just tend to think it's athletes and bodybuilders who do it. As far as you, so you feel better with more protein?
Absolutely. And I also noticed that I crave less sweets.
Bingo. Yeah, so I tell everybody. And tell them about your husband, because I'm in the same boat as your husband. I've always been thin-natured, unlike Clint. And, you know, I tend to always lose.
Let me interject. Wow. Back to you.
No,
back to his rambling question.
So your husband was, you know, weighing you know, less than he wanted to weigh. Because, yes. And he's thin natured like I am. And so what happened?
So, yeah, he's very athletic. He's always mountain biked, always worked out. But he never, he struggled with keeping weight on. If he didn't lift heavy, he'd lose a couple pounds here and there. And since, you know, I've started working at Nutrition World, told him about protein intake and everything, he has at least, he normally has like 1 to 2 protein shakes a day. And then his meals are just very heavy in the protein. And he, I think previously was like 162, and now he's at 172, and he feels great.
Clint knows how hard that is for those who can't gain, especially gaining muscle.
Yeah.
And it's very, you're young, so it'll be very frustrating as his friends get older. If he is like Ed and just can't gain weight and everybody else gains weight by driving by Krispy Kreme, I gain 4 pounds just because I said it. And then there's people out there that can eat bad or eat, you know, a lot and go, I just can't gain weight.
Yeah.
Or it's the wrong kind of weight. So the fact that he's altered his diet and can put on 10 pounds of muscle like that is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I know, and here's the... You know, I'm not married any longer, but I remember so well when my wife, ex-wife, got pregnant. That was her turning point. That was when she went from, oh, the fried fish doesn't matter, this doesn't matter, this doesn't. In one single day, it was, I'm not having fried fish, I'm having baked fish. We were ate at Acropolis. Or, yeah. It was called Acropolis on East Ridge.
It was Little Athens.
Oh, Little Athens, yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had Little Athens probably 3 times a week from a Betty, who still runs it over on up near the mall, Acropolis, ate there every Monday night. And so she would eat all her vegetables and she would eat the baked fish.
How has it changed? Because you got on this holistic approach. When you got pregnant, was there a light bulb moment for you?
My wife, yeah.
Yeah, have you had that? Like, I'm doing the research like you did on the dog. Now you've got this baby, which is even more important.
Definitely. And I feel that what I put in my body it not only affects me, it affects the baby. So a really good resource at Nutrition World, Katie. I have asked her so many questions on everything that I've been putting in my body. But, yeah, I've been trying to eat a lot more protein.
Right.
Less processed foods. And I will say it's like 80-20 because sometimes those pregnancy cravings hit.
They do. Well, they even hit when you're not pregnant.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah.
Are there certain things that you've mentioned protein a couple times? Are there certain things you can either address that prior to being pregnant or now that you're pregnant that you do on a daily basis or you take? You're like, I do this with my water, or I do this with my toothpaste, or I take these supplements that I wasn't taking before I started this journey.
Yes, absolutely. So every morning, my water bottle that I fix for work, I put a scoop of electrolytes in it. So I have electrolytes in my
water
bottle.
What brand?
I use Superior.
Superior, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a great Chattanooga company.
Yeah. I love Superior. So I just put a scoop in my water bottle. And then usually when I'm at work, I'll either have a transparent lab protein bar or a Zunta protein bar.
Uh-huh.
And then I will usually get one of our little ready-made protein shakes. When I'm at home, I will make myself a protein shake with either Bluebonnet or
that's what I use,
Nutribio.
Bluebonnet.
Mm-hmm. Bluebonnet.
Are there supplements you take on a daily basis?
Yes.
Like I've got to have these.
Love it.
Yes, yeah. My prenatals, my omega-3. I love True Grace omega-3. So good. I take magnesium in the evening. When I was sick, like when I had COVID a couple weeks ago.
You don't have to whisper it anymore. We're not putting you off in the camp. We're not doing it.
Yeah, I was.
What? Where's your damn mask?
I was definitely following a protocol. I was doing, you know, vitamin D. NAC.
Zinc.
Yeah.
And see, if the normal healthcare practitioner, first off, it's not their fault because they're not trained in any of this, and they're actually trained to look down on what we do. It's not been tested. You know, all the studies are not there. We've got about 50 to 60 years of very good, solid experience with tens of millions of people and studies on PubMed that show the safety of these. Now, I will always say, the first trimester, I am super conservative, and I tell people, let's just take vitamin D.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Just because I know you get into a minute. What do you like about working in the Nutrition World? What's that been like, and what do you take away from it?
Oh, gosh. you're always learning. The staff there, everyone is just a wealth of information, and everyone has like their specific niche. So like if I want to learn more about, I don't know, like the protein aisle, creatine, all that stuff, I'll go to Matt or Adam. And I just feel like I've learned so much, and the fact that I'm able to take in all this information and then, you know, relay that to my parents. I've helped my parents out by recommending supplementation. I also was able to get my mom to do a consultation with Brandon.
Wow.
And she's doing really well. So just being able to learn a lot. Also the community, I feel like the people that shop at Nutrition World, the customers are amazing. So it's just a great environment to be in. And you're just always learning.
Well, you are a hero and part of that team also, because your pet knowledge is extraordinary. And now you've got a good knowledge across the board.
Yeah.
You know, we are almost like an integrative, holistic wellness university. And you go there to learn without a straight curriculum, but you go there and you learn because you have to learn. Well, Rocky, thank you so, so, so much for joining us on Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we got lots and lots of good information to empower you with your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my very well-educated, super unbelievably healthy, great-looking, poor single guy, Clint Powell.
I'm not that single. I'm not that poor. Oh, okay, maybe I am all those things above. But he's just trying to make up for it because the last segment, he just threw me under the bus. So for people tuning in, go, why is Ed being so nice? It's because last segment, he treated me a little poorly. Yeah, but we're not going to do that now. We have a new guest in the studio.
Yeah, we don't want to embarrass her. Welcome, Carrie, from Vascular Institute.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, physician's assistant there, and you very well schooled and skilled in what we're going to talk about. I know that 90% of the people do not know the difference between an artery and a vein. And the reason we want to talk about this, I don't want to make people think, oh, gosh, here we go talking about, you know, circulation again. It is one of the few things that are so treatable and so preventable. And we can partner with what we believe in at Nutrition World with Vascular Institute so well, like brothers and cousins, where a lot of medicine, parts of medicine, we can't do that with. But we can, and we can prevent people like my dad, who walked for 20 years and could barely walk to the mailbox because his calves did not have circulation to them. But go back to my question, an artery and a vein, tell me the difference.
Yeah, so an artery essentially takes the blood away from the heart. So it's supplying all of your organs, your tissues, your muscles with the blood. The other type of vessel within the body is a vein, and it takes the blood flow from the, you know, the limbs and everything back up to the heart to be reoxygenated by the lungs.
Well, I know that East Ridge is a higher educational platform of the United States and probably higher than your medical school was. So Clint learned what an artery was. What was your little...
Yeah, and so just remember when I said you weren't going to throw me under the bus, Carrie? Mm-hmm. Did you see how fast that went out the window about 2 minutes in? Completely out the window. Yeah, I learned it. A for away. The arteries take the take the blood away, and it comes back blue because it sucked all the oxygen out of it, and it's got to get reoxygenated.
Dang.
Right?
Yeah, so the oxygen is out of it, so it would come back
bluish or...
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good.
Is that right?
Yes, it's different within the medical community sometimes. But
so I just messed it up for her.
No, you're
she's,
fine.
She's just thinking, I do not have enough time, sir, to explain to you the medical terms.
The real question is, for guys that are super muscular like myself and Peyton and
not Clint.
See these veins right here on these forearms?
Yes.
What is this? Is this a vein?
It is, and that's just purely cosmetic. You just probably have a low body fat percentage, and that's
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, Carrie. Applause.
Really, Carrie?
Now, if you have a big bulging vein on the leg, that's a little different. But if you see them on your hands or your veins, that is just
I have veins all in my
legs. Pun intended.
Really? You do, Clint?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you think about those right there? I'm just kidding. real quick, let me take this back to what we normally talk about, and it's the vascular part, the vein part of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we don't really address the health of the arteries a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad you're kind of bringing a different spin in here. I'm assuming there it's just as important. You can't ignore one without the other.
If not more important,
thank you
yes.
very much. I was trying to set that up for you.
I would say that they are probably more important than the veins because they are supplying that blood flow. So today I really want to talk about what's called peripheral arterial disease.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of types of arterial disease. There's carotid artery disease, which is where we have a buildup in the plaque in your neck and your carotid arteries. There's also coronary artery disease, where you have a buildup of plaque in around your heart or your vessels leading into your heart. And then now I want to talk about peripheral arterial disease. So periphery means your extremities, most notably your legs. And essentially, that's just where plaque builds up on the inside of the walls of the arteries that carry the blood from the heart to the legs and the feet. And the arteries become hard and narrow, and that whole big term is called atherosclerosis. So if you ever hear that on TV commercials, that's what that means.
Now, do the veins get the same problems that arteries have?
No, they are not going to. Veins are very weak. They're not going to become hardened and have plaque in them. They essentially, there's valves in the veins that when the veins are damaged, the valves don't work properly. And so the blood, remember, the veins are going back up. So those valves are pushing the blood back up. And then a failure of that to do so causes vein insufficiency. But a failure of the blood to be taken to the legs is peripheral arterial disease.
Okay. And we, you know, we can go through it. I think a lot of our listeners are probably one step at least above maybe the general public as far as we know things like smoking and no exercise and all. You can go through the list if you want, because there are about six or seven really heavy duty risk factors.
Yes, smoking is definitely probably number one.
Now, how about vaping? Is that you? Do we? What are the studies showing on that?
So vaping, whether it has nicotine or not in it, has lots of chemicals in it.
It does. And that crystallizes in the lungs, too. I told a 21-year-old yesterday, and I'm very, very kind to her, because I think people who are helping other people in health have to understand what kind of personality you're dealing with. And a lot of times in traditional medicine, they don't do that. I know that Dr. Lasar is amazing for reading a patient and being able to meet them where they are. But this girl, very sweet. I got her blood work. I talked to her about things. She has Graves' disease. But overall, her blood work was amazing. And I said, then she told me she vaped all the time, or her grandmother did. I said, this is, I want you to do an experiment at home for me. I know at 21, you have no symptoms of that. But if you keep vaping because of the crystallization in the lungs, what will happen is I want you to go home and get a straw. And I want you to walk around your house for 20 minutes only breathing through that straw. That's what will happen to you if you don't get lung cancer with emphysema. And so it is going to be horrendous, this future of people with these vaping.
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely. And I do hear a lot of times in the clinic, well, it doesn't have nicotine in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I understand that. And that's great. But let's just not do it to begin with.
So this tells you how I'm not fully informed about some things. What is in it if it's not nicotine?
There's just a bunch of chemicals and, you know, all the stuff that's in a cigarette, too, you know, that does have nicotine in it.
See, I think we're heading for a place where just there's so many unintended consequences, because a lot of this stuff we're speculating.
And it's not studied. Exactly. It's not in the journals. It hasn't been studied.
Wait till people start getting sick.
Or at least there's not a big sample size that we've looked at before.
So. And it'll take 10 to 20 years to be at the big, big picture.
To see the consequences. Yeah.
So what does smoking do to the artery? Does it constrict it?
Yeah. So it's essentially that exactly what I was saying, how the walls of the arteries essentially become constricted, the plaque builds up, and then the hardening occurs. And then guess what? Every time your blood is pumping to push that blood, hardened arteries don't pump blood efficiently. And then the plaque ends up can be leading to an actual occlusion or a blockage.
Does an artery have a muscular contraction to it? That's part of how it pushes that
blood?
That's
how it pushes the blood.
And a vein won't do that, right?
No.
Okay.
Veins are very weak.
Yeah. So, of course, it would be like one of those water hoses that you would have that's brand new opposed to one that's very old and brittle.
It
would be very similar to that.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Lasar has made such a great case for the fact that he is a plumber.
Yes,
and two is he knows he has to fix people because the body can't fix it if you've gone too far, too long without the right lifestyle. And what an amazing system that Vascular Institute has, because you have locations all over the place. My daughter went over there recently, saw him. Clint's been there.
Been there a couple times,
I'm waiting for Father Time to create something in me to go.
Just real quick, I had a couple months ago, I posted on my podcast Facebook page about Vital Health Radio, and Dr. Lasar was in here, and somebody messaged me, a friend I went to high school with.
Yeah.
She had a lot of problems, but she mentioned that she was a patient of yours, and she kind of supported everything we were saying. She's like, I love them. They got me in quick.
Sure.
It was great.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of the real deal with that. We treat him head to toe, so.
Can I ask you a quick question, side note here, just what got you into this line of work?
That's a great question. So upon exiting PA school, I really wanted to be I didn't know exactly what field I wanted to be in, but I wanted to do something with my hands. And I also wanted to see patients. I wanted kind of a mix of both. Mm-hmm. So I did go to school in Tampa, Florida. And then when I graduated there, I got a job at a vein institute. And then it just stuck with me. And now I'm blessed to be working
here. And you got the Chattanooga?
Are you from Chattanooga? I'm from Chattanooga originally. Yeah.
What brought you back here? Okay, I got
you. Yep, family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm highly opinionated about a lot of things with health. I really respect PAs. I think you are so well educated. And not saying anything negative about other things, less certifications. But
of course,
the PA people I've dealt with over my career, 45 years, it is astounding how close and how good you are with the depth of knowledge.
Yeah, we really aim to kind of extend, you know, the health disparities within the healthcare system and get patients what they need. So that's why we're here.
Can I ask one more before you go? Because I know we only have about two and a half minutes.
Sure.
You said the extremities, right?
Yes.
Legs.
Yes.
And I'm assuming the other stuff we apply is that don't be active. I mean, if you're not active, the food eats. Is that arms too?
So you can. It can happen. It really is more going to happen probably in your carotid arteries, which is in your neck.
If it's above the neck. Okay.
And that can sometimes go down in what are called your subclavian arteries or your vertebral arteries as well. So it can affect the whole body. Stop smoking. Watch your eating to help control high cholesterol. We want to avoid, obviously, diabetes. Diabetes can lead to kidney disease, high blood pressure. And then sometimes it is just genetic, but there's a lot of what we call modifiable risk factors to help prevent this.
And I say this to Dr. Lasar all the time, and I'll throw it to you, and you and Ed can wrap it up.
Sure.
It's amazing what us human beings just learn to live with. We just chalk it up to old age.
Absolutely.
I can learn to limp a little bit. It's just part of the pain. And when there's things that can be done about it, especially early.
Absolutely, yes. So I couldn't tell you how many times I've had patients say, well, I'm dealing with this and I've just gotten used to it, or this is just how it should be when I'm 60 years old, right? And I'm like, no, you should not feel that way. You're young. We got to fix this. We got to figure out what's going on and not only fix it, but work to prevent it from getting worse.
That's lovely. And in my 45 years, I have seen a bigger percentage of people than anybody has that have aged what I call gracefully. Mm. People who turn 70 and 80 and 85, still taking care of themselves, has very little aches and pains. Everybody has a few.
Of course.
But they're still functional. And I go back to normally, why and how did this happen? And I love to be a detective and ask them all about their life. And I deal with them on deep levels. 10 to 20% is just plain good old luck and genetics, but 80% is the knife and fork, the exercise, the supplements, the this, that, and whatever that we certainly teach at Nutritional World. So for people to contact Vascular, what is the best method?
Yes, please give us a call. We're at 423-602-2750. Give us a call. We can definitely set you up with an initial consult. We do try to get people in pretty quickly, and we deal all things arteries and veins.
Well, there's nothing other than an artery and a vein, is there? Pretty much.
There's a lot more than that, but that's all we're going to touch on today.
All right, Carrie. Thank you so much for coming to Vital Health Radio. It is time to take a break. We come back again. A tremendous amount of empowering information to help you age gracefully, like I just said. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack. And, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with the guy who's got probably one of the best tattoos, and I'm very jealous, Clint Powell.
It's new.
It's beautiful, beautiful. The woman who has the most billboards of any female in town. There's one attorney who has billboards, I think, across seven states. I don't know why a Chattanooga attorney would do that. Forget his name. But you have the second most billboards I've ever seen. Woo-hoo. Medicare Misty.
I have the most local, right?
You're most local. Oh, yeah, no, you're sure. You beat the local.
I win.
Yes, you do. And we are going to talk about Medicare.
Yes.
And
insurance.
You know, that when this hits the ears of someone who's 40 or 50, it's going to cut off. It is.
Yes.
I mean, it's just not like if I talk about wheelchairs or, you know, canes for hip replacements. There's things that I'm, you know, part of my life I wasn't interested in, and I became interested. Well, I've been very interested in the past 2 years of Medicare because I came to see you.
That's right.
And you took care of my needs extremely well and efficiently. I think we had snow that day or something. I came up to your office and no one was working except you.
That's right.
You got to the office. I got to the office with my Bronco. And we had put all the paperwork together.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You tell me what we do. What do we need to educate people on?
Well, there may be a 40-year-old that takes care of her parents. So if you're taking care of your parents.
That's what I was thinking.
Listen up. But there are cool changes coming up for Medicare. They're getting rid of the donut hole.
Now, wait. These are good changes?
These are good changes.
Oh, okay.
Now, it could cost a little bit more, but it went from having an $8,000 max out-of-pocket to a $2,000 max out-of-pocket. So, which is great. Once they spend, and it's what they spend. It used to be what the company spent and what they spent. Now it's just once they spend $2,000 in prescriptions for the year, they're covered at 100%.
Wow.
This is huge. Now the price is what could be scary, but they're saying it may not catch up until 2026. But 2025, okay, the donut hole is officially over.
Wow.
That's good news.
Yeah.
If you're on a lot of prescriptions.
It is. Of course, you know, philosophically, I want people to be on the least amount possible. So,
yes,
you know, and in some ways, I don't want to make it too easy for people, because if people don't want to spend the money, they might work harder at not taking them. But the problem is they're not working harder at increasing their health. They're just not taking them. So yes, you have to either do one of two things. You have to either get healthier by lifestyle change,
yes,
or you have to take the medication. You can't just not take the meds.
Right.
And so, yes.
Well,
that's great.
And,
so,
and this speaks real quick. A lot of times, there are a lot of people who are on medications they may not need if they would just change some lifestyle habits.
Yes.
But there's also a lot of people, as you get older, are on medications that at this point in life, they have to be on those medications.
They do. Yes.
And for those people who are living on the fixed income, that's a massive difference. That's
yes.
a huge difference when all of a sudden my out-of-cost pocket for these things that I've... That's going to be a priority for some of these people taking the medications. That's above almost everything.
Yeah.
Because without that, they're not healthy.
Well,
they can't
even
function.
Just your case.
Yeah, right.
I mean...
Right, yeah, I don't talk about that much. Though.
I know,
yeah,
you don't, yeah. but as because you threw it, and just think if you were maxed at $2,000,
yeah.
how much that would help you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, so no, I get it. It's a big deal.
Well, yeah, I've had to soften. You know, I've been hardcore... kind of a hippie, earthy, the body will always be fine if we eat good and take the nutrients. Well, Father Time has its way, and some parts, I don't care how well we do, so
every car, every mechanical mm-hmm. part, everything we have in life will need some sort of outside help at some point.
Well, you say that. The only thing is our bodies can regenerate, so they can do it longer than a car because a car can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about length, but just in philosophy, you're going to have some help along the
we
way.
We are going yes. to have some help.
Yeah.
So the $2,000 will be the most I would have to pay, no matter how much Viagra prescriptions I get, right?
No matter
and
how much.
Wow. 4.5 minutes in, and it went off the rails. Good job, Ed.
Well, everybody's listening now.
Made it. And listenership.
That was a great one, Ed.
We should have teased that coming in. The next break, we'll be talking about how to get your Viagra for less money with Medicare Misty. Excuse me?
Oh, that's great.
New billboard.
A lot of business for that.
New billboard right there.
So good.
A quick question, though. Guru, are there other changes that are coming out this year, or is that just the only one?
That's
because I know there's changes
one.
That's
the biggest
every
one.
Year.
That's the only one. This was a law put in effect because, you know, you may or may not remember from the years we've been doing this, we can't talk about the changes till 10-1.
I forgot.
But
yeah,
because
yeah,
it's a law, I'm allowed to talk about it now and warn you that please pay attention to your annual notice of change letter.
Right.
Because the shock, the sticker shock could be shocking. And if it's not shocking, this is great, but it could hit catch up in 2026.
But before people get scared, call somebody, right? Before
yes.
you get out of sorts
yes.
and go, wait a minute, what's happened? Call somebody like you
yes.
and go, hey, explain this to me and why is it so good?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's, I can speak pretty clearly this. Say 3 years ago, I knew nothing about Medicare at all. So I'm wondering, you know, you see the TV commercials, call this, call that. And then at first I started wondering, why can't I just call Medicare and do
yeah,
it? That's one
luck.
Question I want you to answer.
Yes.
Two is, after hearing the nightmare stories of you get on the dialing system of all these Medicare phone numbers, your phone will ring off the hook from the morning, the time you wake up, the time you go to bed, with agents trying to sell you something. And they're all out for one thing, which is only for them. You are out for a win-win on both sides. I can tell you that from my conversations and experience with you. Win-win. You're not looking to take, and then just you win.
Yeah.
So why can't someone just call and do it? Can they do that?
Yes, they could do
okay.
that, but they're not going to get somebody locally that knows the network.
Yes.
You can look in a computer, and half the time the network is wrong, and people, you know, carriers.
When you say network, you're talking about
the doctors
and people you can see.
Doctors, hospital.
Okay.
They're not going to have that knowledge like I do being in the field with the doctors, mm-hmm. with the hospitals on, like, let's just say you pick a plan and Memorial's not in the network. Well, they didn't tell you that. Now you've got this plan and your heart doctor's at Memorial and you're not allowed to go to Memorial. So we want to make sure that you use somebody locally, not just because of the experience, but also because just exactly what you said, they sell your information when you call these 1-800
Ooh, yeah.
numbers. And that's how the agents get the information, is because you called an 800 number, they bought a list, and now you're on this list and you'll continue to be on this list. Even if you're not on the do not call list, if you are on the do not call list, please still get on it. But you also can turn those people in for calling you if you are on the do not call list.
Well, one of the things I say all the time when you've been on my other podcast, and thank you for the support on that, by the way. But one of the things I've always said is you get to that age and all of a sudden somehow they got my number, my address. I'm getting 5 or 6, 7 pamphlets, flyers, letters a week.
Yes.
Trying to get me to call or listen, or don't be scared. There's a lot of that fear.
Yes.
This has changed. Call now.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I better call. See what's going on. Or it's the phone calls, and I'm inundated. I'm It's these things I don't have answers for. And I love the thing you just said. Local people know the local realities.
Yes.
So how
yes.
it is in theory for somebody sitting in Washington, D.C. or in a different state right. is way different on how it looks in practicality where I live in this area.
Right.
It's a big difference. It's mm-hmm. theory versus reality.
Yes.
And I think that's really good
and
for people to
thing,
know.
That is great. Another thing, too, is if they have an issue and they sign up with Medicare, Medicare is going to say, we'll call the carrier's customer service.
Yes.
When you don't have somebody locally advocating for you, now you're just a number in the system.
So what happens if I needed, I could call you?
Yes. Absolutely.
If I had, a disagreement or I had a confusion?
Yeah, let's say they gave you a bill of $200 and you're like, what's this bill for? And I'll have to look at it and see, and they could have used the wrong code.
You're an advocate also.
Yes,
I love that.
Well, I do my other insurance through her as well, and that's what I like about having somebody like that, because I don't speak insurance. I don't speak Medicare. I don't. But she does. It's kind of the same reason I used to tell people to talk to Eric Buchanan if you have a dispute in something. He speaks insurance company language. I do not. You speak the Medicare insurance language. I do not. I need someone that knows how to talk the language.
So you do regular insurance for people that are younger, like Clint.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Very.
And young pup.
I think even your daughter. I think.
Oh yeah, Katie.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. And Jeff Styles.
Wow, yeah. I did not realize that.
So she's the insurance agent to celebrities, is what she is.
There we go.
Yes,
I'll take
only
that.
Celebrities.
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry, I don't deal with regular people.
Yeah. Well, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
MedicareMisty.com. We have five offices now. I wanted
really?
To mention that. Yes,
wow.
We just opened up Ringgold. I'm so excited about being in Ringgold for annual enrollment.
How many agents do you have?
I have 45, 22 here, but 45 total.
How many states
agents.
Are you in? Watch this. How many
I'm
states?
In 41 states.
How many states
41?
Do you? How many states do you want to be in?
50.
There you go. That's our goal.
Yes.
There
wow.
you go.
And I'm putting it out there so y'all hold me next year.
I am impressed.
States. How many times have you run into people that thought Medicare Misty was just like a national brand that there's no Misty?
An avatar.
It's such a good.
She
name.
Runs into people that goes. You're Medicare Misty? Yeah, I'm Misty.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think there was a Misty behind the Medicare. You know, no, that's a person.
That's my name.
What a great... Did you come up with that yourself, or did somebody come up
Actually,
with it?
Actually, I came on a radio a long time ago, because I've been at 19 years, and when I walked in, they're like, Medicare Misty's here, and I'm like... Well, yeah, she is. So I trademarked it and
there you
did
go.
And just started.
It's kind of like Ruth Chris.
Is it?
Yeah, Ruth Chris, the woman's name, and to be the whole business.
I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah, she actually did start it, and that was her name, Ruth Chris.
No, that's cool.
And so everybody knows Steaks by the word Ruth Chris.
Everybody knows Medicare by Medicare Misty.
Oh.
That's great. It's fantastic. Real quick, what's the next state you want to get in?
I'm working on New York. I'm still working. Massachusetts was hard, but we finally got through that, so I'm trying to get New York right now.
Are you in Hawaii?
No. Hawaii and... Puerto Rico.
Yes, you want to get those because I got to go
expensive.
Open the store down there. Yeah, but you got to go a little Hawaiian trip.
That's
absolutely
done.
I know you work constantly.
Oh my gosh, you
constantly.
Yeah.
And I guess you'll do that for some more years. You enjoy what you do. I can tell.
I love it. I want to get everybody on Medicare.
So real quick, what's the next timeline? When does the clock start for them to start calling or changing or buying or whatever we're supposed to do and the Medicare tells us not to?
That's a great question. Yeah. October 15th.
There we go.
So new plans come out October 1st. You're going to get inundated in the mail with all the changes on your plan. Just pay attention to your plan.
You mean I'll get that?
You'll get everybody. Everybody will get annual notice of change.
What if I don't want to read it?
Well, if you don't read it, then call me. But because I don't want.
Why do I need to know?
Well, because let's just say your zero premium went to $500. Now that's extreme. Everybody, listen, that's extreme. But let's say it did, and then January comes, and you're like, Misty. They're taking $500 out of my check. And I'll be like, well, did you not read your annual notice of change?
Don't say that to me now. Okay. Because I'm not going to read it. I'm going to tell you now.
That's okay. Then don't call her in January going, why are they taking $500 out of my check?
But if you do, if you're like Ed and many others, because there's many others.
That's funny.
But because if you get too much mail, you're busy too. You work all the time too. So, you know, I'm not the only one, both of y'all. If you do that, there is an open enrollment in January, but only for people on Medicare Advantage. If you're on a supplement and want to switch, unless we get a 5-star, you're stuck with that plan after December 7th.
How can they contact you? Phone number?
MedicareMisty.com is all my information. And then office phone number for all five offices. I didn't get to tell you which the other four were. Ringgold opened in August 1st. Downtown, Chattanooga, Shallowford, Hickson, and Cleveland.
Wow.
Good for you.
So impressed. What an entrepreneur. And
what's that phone number?
423-777-5577. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Medicare Misty, for coming in to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. We thank you for listening, and my entire staff of 37 people so appreciate helping in any way they can with Chattanooga Public. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.